Blog Talk Radio.
We're ready to kick it off,
Lorraine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We welcome you tonight to our program, Bible. Bible could be an acronym, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Bible comes each Tuesday night at 7:30, and then Bible Question and Answers come on Thursday nights at 7:30. Both shows are hosted by the Darien Luke Church of Christ, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. I'm Lewis Parker Jr., and I'm over hosting this program, and we have several other speakers that come on as well. We have Brother Johnson, and we have Brother Williams and that come in, and they're preachers of the Church of Christ. And they should be coming on this evening, hopefully, if the Lord says the same. We also have Brother Horace Robin. He hosts Bible Questions and Answers on Thursday nights. And so we just appreciate the Darien Luke Church of Christ for doing these programs for us and sponsoring us on this internet program. Tonight, we want to talk with you. And start it off tonight. I'm Brother Parker, one minister, and my membership is over at the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston. Yes, sir.
We got Brother Parker the Fourth online too.
Oh, okay. Brother Parker the Fourth, the sponsor of the program, is on. Sir, would you like to say something right now?
Yes, well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Parker. And thank you, Brother Brown. We're just blessed to have capable men to stand firm, flat-footed, and preach the gospel of salvation. And that's what it's all about. And that's really what this program is about, is to preach God's word to a dying and perishing generation. And we understand that we live in the last days. We live in those times where people don't want to hear truth. But nevertheless, just because people don't want to hear it, don't mean we stop preaching it. We still got an obligation to our God to preach the truth in love. And that's exactly what we do. So we're appreciative of Brother Parker Jr. for always being willing to stand firm and preach the word of God. We're thankful also for Brother Williams, Brother Johnson, Brother Robbins, and all the men servant who nationwide and worldwide, and those true gospel ministers who are able to preach the word of God. We thank you for our administrator, Brother Brown, on this program. This is the night where you enjoy sound preaching, but always like to say, even tonight, even though this isn't our Bible question night is Thursday, but even though this is not our Bible question answer night, if you got a comment, if you got a question, please feel free to ask. Feel free to make your comment. Just press 1, and that'll put you in the host queue, and you can ask your question and make your comment. But at this point, I'll turn it back over. Thank you, Brother Parker Jr. I'll turn it back over to Brother Parker Jr., a dynamic gospel preacher who's been on this battlefield for a very, very long time.
I'll
turn it back over to him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's just a blessing to be able in this generation, at this end of this generation, to be able to bring that word of God back very provocatively. I want to speak on a subject that was on my heart, and it's been there ever since the most recent year, the last 4 to 8 years. I started preaching when I was 8 years old. And I could see the change, and I started looking for what's wrong. What's wrong? There's a lot of things that's wrong that's going on. We must reestablish moral order. We must reestablish moral order in our communities. Now, we know that the church is in many communities. But not only on the community, we now can go on the internet and places, but try to reestablish moral order. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a shame and a disgrace to any people. As I had an opportunity to travel around the world and teach and preach and go to other countries, I found out that in countries where a whole lot of problems and troubles were going on, they were even having to kill people for things that they did that were not right to do in their country, just like we have in America now. You see, righteousness, it establishes moral order in any community. Now, we need to look very closely at ourselves in America. America was established under the idea of being under the instructions of God. One nation under God, under the authority of God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I used to, in elementary school, the principal made me the man to come in every morning because I started preaching when I was 8 years old, and he had learned about that. And he let me do the pledge and the prayer before school even started. I'd go in his office on his mic, and I'd pledge and the prayer to open it up. Prayer was very important. It was more important when I was growing up, and many of you that's listening now. It was very important because even when you went home to eat dinner and your mom and dad working so hard and everything, but they'd come and they'd dress that table up and they'd have prayer before they eat. And my dad taught me to pray in the morning when you get up and before you go to bed. And a lot of Christians were doing that. A lot of people were doing that, acknowledging God consistently, giving the glory to God. Now, you hardly even hear God mentioned much at all. And even in many of these churches, it's all about the money. It's all about the honeys. It's all about the good time that they can have in church. It's not about what God commanded us to do, to worship him in spirit and in truth. And we've gotten away from that as a nation, from even acknowledging God. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 and 20, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Then they that believe like crimson, and they shall be like crimson. They shall be as wool, if good of the land, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
We need to reason with God. We need to get it together in America right now. Now, America, the leaders and everybody are not Christians, but they say one nation under God. Now we've let all these other different gods in here doing anything they want to do. Let our families go crazy, doing everything and anything they want to do. The jail houses are all filled now. But a lot of these young people, I talked to a man yesterday. He said that I heard all those policemen going up and down the roads, but they caught these two girls and a boy. They just got that broken in and stolen in one of the corner stores or something. And she just got out of jail about 3 or 4 months ago. Now she's probably going to go back and spend, you know, some years now. We've got to reestablish moral order. And the only way we can do it is through the Word of God. And when we look at the Word of God and study the Word of God, we find out that there's only one God, one church, one set of authorities over us. He commanded us what to do. He commanded us to continue to preach that gospel in which Christ came down and shed his blood to build a church and give us a place where we can be saved. And if we live right, do right, act right, and obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, moral order then can be set back into balance. We're out of order in America now. Totally out of order. Our Supreme Court has totally told God he's not God. He's a lie. Told him that, look, a man can marry a man. And a woman can marry a woman. Now the door is open for all hell to break loose in this country. And since that day, even our sins that were already here are increasing rapidly every day. Hooray! Common ground. We must reestablish more order in our communities. Common ground is the Bible. Common ground is Christianity. Now, we're not talking about all these man-made churches where a man wants his church and you go to his church and you do what he tells you to do and he lies about the Bible and he twists the scriptures in the Bible to make you believe it. You know, the one thing that America did try to do right was to have one nation under God, not Buddha, another God, but under God in the Bible. We have Bible for that, and we got to get back to this subject.
I want to see this stuff.
We got a question? Hello?
Yeah, no, sir. Go ahead, Brother Parker. Go ahead.
Okay, common ground, Bible and Christianity. Now, notice this. What we had going on, I remember some years back, maybe about 20 years back, and it got worse and everything. We had crackheads and hoochie mamas everywhere. Some crackheads and hoochie mamas walking the streets, and some walking up and down in the church. I preached at church as well. Our young men and young women, but they were getting crazy then. I was preaching at one church, and there was a guy full of alcohol and crack or something over there with a whole other bunch of boys. He walked over there and started peeking in the window of the church and everything. We got him in there, amen, but we had to straighten him out, but that's when things were just going crazy everywhere. We got to reestablish moral order. All of them drugs and everything that put us in a bad situation now. Now, it's leaving here gradually. Things are beginning to change a little bit, but we got a big job ahead of us right now. We've got to try to get out and reach that gospel out to everybody to repent and be baptized and become members of the body of Christ and do follow the instructions of God. And so, we have whoremongering, lying, stealing preachers, sit your lump somewhere on the stump. We got too much of that going on. Not only in the church. There are some places in the Churches of Christ we do. But we condemn it like crazy in most churches. But if you look at these worldly churches, it's about a good time. It's about all the women he can have. He got a first lady and 15 or 20 second ladies. And admire, he's in control of the church. He got he is the head of that church. And he teaches the people to obey him. The money and power is in his hands. Now, that foolishness is what's bringing America down right now. We have some outrageous foolishness going on, calling themselves churches. Can't find them in the Bible. They're not even practicing that which is right in the Bible.
Amen.
We got to put some of that mess down and get back to the instruction of God. We don't need the devil in the pulpit. What the ham sandwich you want the devil in the pulpit for? Have you lost your mind? He can't say nothing about Satan because he is Satan. He's representing Satan, standing up and down, doing all the foolishness, stealing and then whoremongering and lying and got everybody giving up every dime they can give and carrying on, going in the people that don't understand finances and taking the older women and older men's money to put in his pocket. That's a dirty shame. Guest speaker on the first Sunday, Colin Brown, speakers periodically. We need to speak. We need to fellowship in the church more with sound doctrine.
Amen.
Speaking right. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord.
Amen.
We gotta take the band out of the Church of Christ now. The choir band and everything else been up in all these other worldly churches. They can bring anything they want to bring in there. But God does not allow it in his church. Our youth and children need teaching. Boys running around with sagging pants, showing his underwear. And it's looking pathetic now. I remember when they first started sagging, those men and boys were wearing some very expensive underwear. Now they're sagging and don't even want to have no underwear. Or they tore it up. That's in motion to destruction there. The girls' skirts are too tight. Pants too short. Showing all the goods. And then boys and girls got tattoos almost everywhere. Grown men, grown women, children tattooed up. You know that was against the law, under the law. Drawing on your body. Boys, young men, disrespecting the chastity of our girls and our women. You know, I heard a little boy call a girl in school when I was substituting one day, and he called her a name that's really disrespectful. Come here, it starts with a B, the word. Come here, you little B. And the girl came right over there, was smiling and talking to him like he was so mad. That's Satan. And our young men and older men are disrespecting the chastity of the young girls and of the women, married women in the church and everything. Sometimes we gotta keep that word in the church and teach our young children. I remember there were boys in the world. When I grew up, there were boys in the world that had respect for girls more then than they have now. Their parents taught them to respect girls. And that was something we did when I was in the school district, in the black school district. Anyway, integration was going on, and I went to a totally black school. And many of you over listening now went to black schools and everything. But you know, when you came out of a black house, most of the time, you men, you boys at that time, were taught to respect the girls, and even the principals and the teachers taught you to respect those girls. You got kicked out of school if you disrespected a girl. But now it's just all out here. Broken down morals. Broken down morals. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 9 and 10, in the like manner, also the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness, propriety, and sobriety, not with braided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Young girls now don't even care nothing about God, Christ, the Bible, the church, or nothing else. Just throw what they want to throw. Got them dresses as tight and as high as they can get them, and pants and everything else that they want to do. Just flashing themselves up in the church. I remember I was preaching at one running a gospel meeting one night, and this certain person the brother that warned me about, she came in there, and so afterwards, you know, they didn't know I was going to do this. I called a meeting and asked her very politely, you know, one-on-one, asked her at the back door to come into the meeting with us. And we tried to help. I was just running a meeting there then. I don't know what happened after that. But even the older sisters were very happy. Our girls have lost their minds almost. Women, if you're a Christian woman especially, dress appropriately. Put on the right clothes. Don't come up in there like you're trying to be a street woman or something like that. Come in there like, young men, you need to learn some things too. You come up in there and pull your pants up. Don't be dragging it. Don't be sagging. Dress appropriately. Men are referred to in the Bible as leaders. Now, if you're going to be a leader in the church, you need to start acting like it as a teenager or younger. When I was a little boy, my dad had put a suit and tie on me and my brother. I started preaching when I was 8 years old. But we respected going to church. You just don't throw on anything and jump up in there to go meet. Wait, you going to church to meet the Lord. Where do you think you're going? And you just going to throw. I just didn't have time. I just throw on something and get on up here anyway. I'm here and just throw on anything to get on. You better get yourself right or you on the way to hell right now. You may as well skip church and go to hell. That's what you need to do because you cannot treat God any kind of way and be blessed. You cannot do it. And so we need to think about these things now. Think about it. We must reestablish moral order in our communities now. And when we do it in the communities, if we can get enough churches of Christ and ministers and people in the church all over the country, we may can reestablish moral order here because moral order is just about gone. Supreme Court put the stamp of approval on it. We got to fight. We've got one ahead of us right now. And let's get to working, church. Way! I hear another brother. That Brother Johnson on. Is that Brother Johnson?
Yeah,
well, come on in then, Brother Johnson.
Yeah, I was just sitting there listening to what you were saying. That is true. All of what you were saying back then, men were men, and they stood up as men. Now they everything but men, Harley.
Amen.
There's a few may be left, but it's very rare. Men don't dress like men. They mostly dress them like women, and women dress them like men.
Amen.
And it's a shame before God how folks carry on and don't get it right. But I want to speak on something tonight that is tearing our world up.
Amen.
And I thought about it when I was looking at it. Apostle Paul warned the people in the book of Romans the last chapter and verse 16, chapter 16 and verse 17 and 18. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division or offense contrary to the doctrine which
Amen.
Ye have learned, and avoid them. But they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly by the good words and fair speeches, deceiving the hearts of the simple. We got a lot of folk today that deceive people with their philosophy and their
Amen.
Human tradition. They are not teaching the word of God like they should. And
Amen.
I was thinking about over in 2 Samuel in chapter 15, where it said Absalom stole the hearts of the people. Well, we got preachers in the pulpits are stealing the hearts of the people.
Amen.
They're not preaching true doctrine. They're preaching false doctrine.
Yeah.
And the world is going along with it. Even some of our own brethren going along with it.
Yes.
It's a disgrace before God. He gave us a book to go by, and yet we still won't do what he say.
Mm-hmm.
My Bible tells me, Brother Parker, stand before the Master that final day. And he opened up that book, and if we lied on everything that we said to the people, we will answer to God for that.
Yes.
And 2 John chapter 1, verse 9, he said, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. Huh? But he that abided
yeah.
in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. It is pitiful how men have taken the word of God and thrown the truth under the bench almost.
Yes.
You see, Apostle Paul said in Acts 20 and verse 29, telling the Ephesian elders there, but in verse 28 he said, take heed to yourself, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, feed the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. He said, after my departure, grievous wolves shall enter in, sparing not the flock, even amongst your own self. It's going to happen.
Amen.
Brethren, it's happening just like the Bible says.
Yes.
Men are coming up with their own philosophies, teaching things to draw away disciples after themselves. In 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, the Bible says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damsel in heresy, even denying the Lord, that brought them and bringing up themselves with destruction. And
Amen.
Many shall follow their pernicious ways by reasoning, and whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken. He said the truth shall be evil spoken. We
yes.
got men today are lying on the truth.
Amen.
They're not standing on the word of God. But yet, they want a fellowship with us that's trying to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Brethren, we must take a stand. We must follow the book.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what I think or how I feel. It matters what God has already said. If we do not follow God's way, we're going to be lost.
Amen.
You see, God has a plan for man, but man don't want to do what God tells him.
Amen.
He thinks that he can get away with it, but I'm here to tell you that he can't. Excuse me. Man looks at the wrong thing sometimes, brethren. The Apostle Paul made another statement. He says in 1 Timothy 4, beginning at verse 1, he says, "Now the Spirit is speaking expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, speaking
Amen.
Lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving, of
Amen.
Them to believe and know the truth." We got a lot of folk today know the truth, but won't speak the truth.
Yes.
It is a disgrace before God. What we going to tell God? You see, men think they're smart today. Men that went to divinity school and got well educated, as they think, and come out more foolish before they went in.
Yes.
Because they didn't go in to learn God. They went into the school to learn philosophy. And this is a disgrace. God did not want us to be going to that kind of stuff and
Amen.
Don't know no more about God than we should know. It is bad. It is sad.
Yes.
We got men that will not study, but they
Amen.
Want to preach. We got men want to get in the pulpits, but they don't want to study the Word of God.
Amen.
They want to tell you how to live, and they live in a reckless lives.
Yes.
We got men got to buy the same book, but lying on the book.
Yes.
They're not following God's Word. They're not even thinking about following it. All they want to do, Brother Parker, is draw a crowd, Brother William, Brother Brown,
yes.
Brother Parker the Fourth, and draw a crowd to themselves and
yes.
get God out the way. But thanks be to God that we got a few faithful men that will stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank God for that. You see, I'm not worried about how men are going to mistreat me. I'm worried about how they're treating the people of God. And they know better. And we as members of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, must, and I'll say that again, must take a stand.
Amen.
In Galatians chapter 1, and beginning at verse 6, the Apostle Paul says here, he says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that has called you unto the grace of Christ, and unto the gospel, not unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that would trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ."
Amen.
"But though an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you than that which he have preached unto you, let him be accursed."
Amen.
As verse 9 says, as we said before, so I now again, if any man preach another gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed."
Amen.
Man is messed up. They preaching all kind of things now.
Yes.
To draw away God's people. Look at these, just going to some of these denominational worlds and then
Amen.
Going to some of our brotherhood that claiming Christ. We got some of our brethren now don't
yes.
have their baptistry full of water no more. They let men come in that never obeyed the gospel and serve on the Lord's table
Amen.
And serve by collecting the money.
Yeah.
They're not preaching the solid gospel anymore like they should. But let me tell you something, brethren. They will be held account for that at the judgment.
Amen.
Okay.
God is not for no play. Jesus, when he comes back, is all over with. You see, people say, well, who's behind all of that? Well, the Bible has the answer. And when we study the Word of God, we'll see who has the answer. The Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and verse 13 through 15, it says, for such a false apostle, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Amen.
And so, and no marvel that Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if the ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Satan got a plenty of ministers out there in the world today of the religious folks.
Yes.
You see, Paul's worst enemy was his brethren in the Church of Christ.
Amen.
He knew the world was lost. But here's the problem, brethren, is that the Churches of Christ is not preaching sound doctrine like they used to.
All right.
It's very rare you can find it. You got to search and look deep. But I promise myself and I promise God, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, Brother Parker, Brother William, Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Brown, I will preach the gospel.
Yes.
Not some gospel, not a gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Mark the 16th chapter, and verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
The Bible says that, not the preacher,
Amen.
Not the elder, not the deacon, but Jesus Christ himself said that.
Amen.
And Matthew the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 18 through 20, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
Jesus said that. Brethren, we better go back to the book and see who's doing the talking. Jesus told Nicodemus, beginning at verse 3, he said, a man must be born again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, Jesus said that. He must be born again. But Nicodemus asked the question, how can a man be born again? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered his question. He said, you must be born of the water and of the spirit, or you cannot be in the kingdom of God. See, God ain't going to let you enter it, and he's not going to let you see it. If you want to see the kingdom of God, you got to be in the kingdom.
Amen.
We got people teaching that you don't have to be baptized to get in. That's a lie.
Amen.
The Bible says you have to be baptized. In Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, when Peter had warned them people and told them what they had to do, because he said, you killed the Christ. And they said, what must we do? And Peter told them, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We got folks today say they already got the Holy Ghost by going to church. I don't read that in God's word. God didn't tell me that. He told me I had to be baptized into Jesus Christ. You see, when we do it God's way, it's going to work out.
Amen.
See, God's way is the better way, Brother Parker, Brother William, Brother Parker the Fourth. Brother Brown. What I love about the Bible, the Lord say he adds you to the church. See, I don't have to join anything. See, if I join something, Brother Parker, they can unjoin me. But if the Lord adds me to the church, you and no one on this earth can un-add me to the church.
Amen. Amen.
I'm the only one can un-add myself from the church by sinning or practicing sin.
Yes.
You see, what happens is men that have been fooled and been fallen in all these devil traps, and they don't realize that the devil is a liar.
Yes.
You can take any scripture in the Bible and mess it all up, and it still ain't right. You see,
amen,
when we study the Word of God, let me share something with you right quick from the scripture. I want to get this right quick because I want to do it right. In John chapter 8, one of my favorite verses here, talking about old Satan, the devil there.
All right.
It says in John chapter 8 and verse 44, he said, ye are of your father, and the lust of your father ye will do.
Yes.
He was a murderer from the beginning.
Amen.
And abides not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. The devil is the father of all lies.
Amen.
He's a murderer. He's a killer, if you want to just break it down into modern English.
Amen.
He will kill you and me, Brother Parker, Brother William.
Yeah. Amen.
He will kill us if we'll let him. But we got the Word of God to back us up. By the grace of God, we can do it. You see, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1, beginning at verse 15, he said, for so much is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
To them that believe it, first to the Jews and also to the Greeks. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Amen. Amen.
You see, the problem is men don't know how to live. Men are dying in sin.
Amen.
Because they don't know how to live right, so they do all kind of foolish things. They lie on the Word of God. They take the scriptures all out of context and run around here with the Bible under their arm and say, oh, God is in all the churches. See, they don't know what the church is, first of all. The church is not a building. The church is the people.
Yes.
See, once we get that in the people's heart, in mind and soul, we can learn what the church is. You see, over here, let me give a scripture right quick to back myself up. I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 to back myself up. And verse 16 and 17 to prove my point. He says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Amen.
Now, listen to this now. He said, if any man defile the temple of God, him God shall destroy. And the temple of God is holy, temple ye are. You see, we are to live holy in this world today.
Amen.
If Jesus comes back, and you live in sinful, you're not going back. You had it, and you're going to hell.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
These brothers in the pulpits, as you said, Brother Parker, need to get off the thing and go sit down somewhere. And let the real preachers get up there and preach nothing but the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, we got too many people playing with the Bible.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes,
see,
bro.
They playing with God too much. They're not teaching the Word of God like they should.
Amen.
And when they stand before Him, they're going to give an account for it.
Yes.
It is a sad situation. Over here in 1 Corinthians again, chapter 6. And verse 19 and 20, he said, "What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which
Amen.
Is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For
Amen.
Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which ye are God." He said, glorify God in your body. How
Amen.
Can you glorify God in your body and you sinning out there in the world? You see, the world is messed up. I've noticed something, Brother Parker. A lot of people run to John 3:16, but they're taking it out of context. There's
right.
a lady over at the nursing home here in Ward, she took it out of context. She said, "Well, I believe in God." I said, "Baby, first of all, let's find out what you really believe in. Kind of show us something." She want to argue.
Amen.
I said,
uh-huh.
"If you believe in God, you got to obey God."
Amen.
You see, when you go through the act of faith, you got to obey God what He says. I can say I believe in God, so do the devils. In James
Amen.
Chapter 2 and verse 19, the Bible says, "Thou therefore believe that there is one God, thou dost well. But the devils also believe in what?
Tremble
or shudder."
Yeah.
Think of what translation you got. But you see, men do not study the Word of God.
Amen.
They playing with it. They tampering with it. But don't you know that what we do in this life, God is writing in a book of remembrance?
Amen.
And when God opens on that final judgment, if your name ain't in there and you have not obeyed the gospel, and I'm not talking about your literal name, I'm talking about the name that you're supposed to be wearing, is that marriage license name, and that is Jesus Christ. That's
Amen.
The name you're supposed to wear at the judgment. And I can back it up with the scripture to prove my point. You see, a lot of folks don't realize what they're doing. Let me show you a scripture in the Bible to prove my point. Let me take you to 2 Timothy right quick, if you don't mind.
Amen.
So I feel like preaching tonight. Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Listen to what he said in 2 Timothy and drop down to verse chapter 2 and verse 19. He says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God stand assured." He said, "Having the seal of the Lord knowing," let me read that again, "and the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let every one that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity." If you naming the name of Christ, you got to be wearing the name of Christ.
Amen.
If you're not wearing it, you're not doing the hell of steel. See, we know your name, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Lewis Parker, we know your name. We know your name, Brother Parker. The fourth, we know your name, Lewis Parker. But I'm talking
yes.
about the spiritual name now. You got to wear that name. You see, Brother William, I know your name, Brother Leroy Williams, but if you ain't wearing a spiritual name, Jesus Christ, you ain't none of His. Huh?
Amen.
The Bible is right. You see, we got to go back to the book and find out what do we wear. You see,
Amen.
Brother Parker, when you got married to your wife, she wearing your name. Huh?
Yes. Yes.
She not wearing her maiden name no more. She wearing your name.
Amen.
Brother Parker, when you married your wife, she wearing your name. And then his brother
Amen.
That's been married or not married now, but was married, their wife wore their name. In
yes.
Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23 through 25, he said, "The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.
Amen.
And the Savior of the body. Huh?
Yeah.
The Bible says that. That's why we got to wear the right name. We got
Amen.
To preach the right doctrine. We got to preach the true doctrine. We got to tell the people the sincere truth of the Word of God. We cannot
Amen.
Tell them something that God did not authorize in the book. If it ain't in the Word of God, leave it alone.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans 14 and verse 23, that which is not of faith is sin. If it's not of faith, it's sin.
Amen.
Don't believe anything you hear. Go back and check the scriptures for yourself. See if that brother telling you the truth. We got
Amen.
A lot of brothers. Lord have mercy on them. I feel sorry for them, Brother Parker. I turn
yes.
back to you, Brother Parker, and whoever's supposed to speak.
Is Brother Parker, folks, are you still there? If not, is Brother Williams on? Brother Brown. Brother Brown, are you still there? Do we
yes,
have
I'm
any
here.
Questions? Oh, okay, anybody want to ask a question or say something? You know, just encourage them to press button one.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple of people online. If you got a question, just press number one and I'll open your mic up. Anybody got questions? No questions. Now go ahead.
Is Brother William, did he ever get on? And Brother Parker Fools, he's off now, what?
Yeah, I don't think Brother William's been on, mate.
Right. Okay. Okay, well. I believe that what is it? It's what is it 8:30 now?
It's 8:22.
8:22. Right. Okay. Well, what we'll do? We were just teaching, and I appreciate Brother Johnson so much in the lesson that he brought tonight to us about the church, and we've got to understand that there's only one church you can be saved in. That church is in the Bible. Now,
Amen.
some people want to run around and say, ooh, yeah, that's how he takes Christ. Look, look in the Bible, please. You won't find no
Amen.
Other church in the Bible but the church of Christ.
Amen.
It's the church from Christ. Now, you got Christ's name there, Lord Jesus Christ. That was his last name. That's why it is referred to as the church of or from Christ. Just like if you're a man and you bought a house in your name, that's your house. That's the church of whatever your last name is. You see, people want to play games with this religious thing. Because Satan, he's everywhere, and he's the father of a lie, and he is here, and you let something look good to him. I just got through teaching earlier tonight about how all of these young people got on drugs. In most communities across America now, drugs are getting less and less in all the communities. It was already said in Washington, D.C., that was going to start happening. More killings are coming behind dope and drugs and everything else. Less is on the streets and everything. It's going out. Those that were really hooked on everything, they messed up now for good if they don't try to go to rehab or something. Look at all the rehab centers we got across America today. It's helping a lot of people, but they're going to have to hang with it now for good now. And they're going to have to try to change their lives now. So we got hit hard as a nation with this drugs and stuff like this. Now, we see what happened with the drugs. Now, I don't know what to say about the new Sodom and Gomorrah that America is. Hey, America is now the new Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
And we're going downhill. Now, I don't know what's going to help that with. We're going to have to fight a good fight of faith in the Church of Christ now, because we got to keep that up. And some people are calling me and telling me that there are a lot of gays in the Churches of Christ.
Really? Yeah, that's what they tell
you. It is. Good Lord have mercy. We're going to have to, and then are the preachers scared to preach on the gays now? You know that that was condemned under the law. You know that, and Paul brought it into reality in Romans chapter 1. But he defined a miracle like he's doing right now. Now that we got gay marriages approved by our authority of government, the Supreme Court, then look what's happening with all other sins. Turn your radios on. Don't turn on 10 o'clock news tonight up. Look at the news early in the morning. And if you got that international news, you can find out all of the foolishness that's going on in almost every state here in America now. Every state this country has embraced same-sex marriages. Now, you know, when you think about that, just think about that. I was in a rehab, and the doctor was telling them what gay is all about. Now, if you think of two men, what are you talking about? When y'all going to have a baby, two men?
Hmm.
How can y'all have a baby, two men? You know, involved in sexual activity with each other. You can't do nothing. All you can do is create a problem, like a boy told me once before. He said that he thought that he was gay, and the guy took him in his room and everything, and the gay boy wanted to do something to him, and he didn't ever say, but he didn't tell the guy he had taken a laxative. He said when he did that boy went crazy, because he had put all of his, you know, discharge all over his body, because he didn't tell him that he had taken a laxative. Now, that's the only thing you can create. Two men trying to have sex, that's the only thing you can create. Is a bunch of just nasty, filthy, low-down stuff. That's how that AIDS got so bad and getting bad. Amen? God created the woman for the man. And if it's going on in the churches now, you got to drop it like it's hot in your sermon now. And you got to tell them straight up.
Amen.
You know, I was preaching a meeting. I think I told you all about this once before. Preaching a meeting, and then I brought James into the conversation, and two fellas got them walked out, and then the deacons are telling me that they gay. And you got them in churches now. I know, but we got to teach better than that. Families got to, you know, even the fathers and mothers in America now teaching that boys they can be gay and the girls they can be lesbians. Now, what kind of country you think this is going to be? It won't be long before we fall. The enemy is laughing now. The enemy is happy now because they say this great country, America, is on the way down. They've embraced it total hell. And we need to get it right. So we got to keep preaching and teaching this doctrine. Amen. If you got any questions, answer, or want to call in, want to say something, just call in and say something, because this thing must be brought up all the way. And we got it in the right source, coming from the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ, the only doctrine from the Bible. From God to us. The commandments from God to us. And when we get out of order with God, every great nation that has ever got out of order with God, they failed. They were destroyed. And we are on the way down the hill now if we don't try to fight it back. But the wonderful thing about it is that God has always taken care of his own. It's just a blessing to be in the church. But be in there like Brother Williams said, live right. Brother Johnson was saying, live right. If we're living right in Christ, you don't have no problems. You're going to go through some trials and tribulations, but you won't have no problems. Is there someone online that wants to come in? Hello? Brother Williams, there? Yeah? Brother Johnson, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I think that nobody else is probably going to say anything. Give us a closing prayer.
All right.
Yes.
Our Father and our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God
Amen.
Of eternal life, the God who made heaven and earth, as we try to reach the people that's fallen from the churches of Christ and those who have never obeyed the gospel, Father
Amen.
God, we pray that the word will go forth as you said it would, that it would touch the hearts of men and bring them to repentance before it's too late. The
Amen.
World is dying every day, and men don't see it until it happens. But, Father God, we know that you will care your own. We know
Amen.
This because we rely on you, dear God. I pray a special prayer for Brother Parker and his son and Brother Brown and Brother William, and Brother Horace Robinson, and all of the ministers of the Churches of Christ, that they will get in line and stay with the book. Because, Father,
Amen.
We're in a generation of sin now. We call this one nation under God, but men have changed the laxative on it now. We
Amen.
Got to go back to the book and pick it up and go forward. When we have quit to walk some life down here, Father, we ask, if it be your will, that you would give us a place in your eternal kingdom, that we
Amen.
May serve you forever and ever. Through Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let us say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But Brother Parker, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too, Brother Wilson. We're looking forward to, Brother Johnson. I'll probably get a call tomorrow. Brother Williams all right?
I think he's all right. He probably might have to do something. I don't know. I'll probably talk to him tomorrow if the Lord says so.
Yes, sir. Okay. We really enjoyed ourselves tonight. Thank you, then.
All right, then. Take care.
Yes, sir. You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm not going to